7:03, 1 o'clock in London, 8 o'clock in New York, and 7 o'clock in Chicago. A quick run through what we've seen so far in the Asia-Pacific and European morning sessions. Of course, U.S. participants enjoying the Thanksgiving Day holiday today. As such, we've seen some pretty thin volumes, and we see the CME, CBOT, and NYMEX floors all closed for the entirety of today's trade, with electronic trade halting at around about the European close. But I'll go through those closes in due course. So after the record close we saw on Wall Street yesterday, the Nikkei 225 rallied overnight, closing at a near six-year high for the Tokyo Index, up 1.8% and above 15,700. So lifted by not just positive US equities, but also the weakening yen after dollar yen broke above 102 in yesterday's session. As such, we opened higher in European stocks and ever so slightly lower in Bund futures. The story in Europe today has been very much focused on inflation. We saw Spanish and regional German CPIs coming in higher than the previous on both counts, and that's just been confirmed by the preliminary November reading we just saw out of Germany at 0.2% month-on-month and 1.3% for the year-on-year figure. That is strengthened the euro currency alongside those inflation numbers, as this comes ahead of next week's ECB rate decision, with positive inflation numbers giving the central bank slightly less onus to act upon reflating the eurozone economy. Nonetheless, not all a good story for eurozone inflation, as M3 money supply slipped below expectations, with eurozone private sector bank lending coming in at a record low, contracting at a rate of 2.1% on a yearly basis. As such, the euro did see a bit of a hiccup at the midpoint of the morning's trade, but somehow being recouped post this German inflation number. And then elsewhere in the UK, we had the Bank of England's financial stability report, wherein they have now adjusted their funding for lending scheme for the past 12 months or so. That has included both mortgages and lending to small to medium-sized enterprises. However, that has now been adjusted, with mortgages no longer being supported by the FLS in the wake of the Help to Buy scheme. So that's seen as some indirect credit tightening, but also seen as negative for house price inflation. As such, the sterling currency has strengthened, currently trading with 50 pip gains at 163.33. Did also weigh on the UK home builders, specifically there on the removal of that mortgage support. As such, some of the biggest fallers today being the likes of Persimmon, Travis Perkins and Wolseley in the UK today.